Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live during the eSETI Self-Mastery and Ambassador Training, which has really gotten off to a great start. A lot of amazing things happening here. I think I'm going to let a lot of the guests talk about their experiences here, but we're bringing in all the different beings. We're experiencing all the different dimensions and ascended masters, higher dimensional Palladians, Orion Council of Light, Andromedans, they're all coming in right now. And so it's been quite an experience so far. We've had some amazing activity. It started right in the beginning, Thursday night. I lost count. I stopped counting at 35, but I don't know how many ships came in, and they really put a show on. Last night was a little slower, but I know as the workshop progresses, there'll be more and more ships and more filming done. So we did film quite a bit, and we'll have them up on the website soon. We've got, we just have to download them and get them together. But there's so many things happening out there. I don't know even where to start, but there is a heads up. There is a massive hole forming on the sun, and it looks like two big coronal mass ejections are coming together, and it might just rip litter off this weekend. So we're hoping it moves further so it's not aimed directly at Earth, and it'll move off to the side. But I showed some NASA photos before that actually showed these massive ships are almost as big as the Earth parked right in front of the sun, and they expanded their fields and took the hit before. So, you know, people ask me why do we care about UFOs or anything else, and we'd be total chaos right now if they haven't intervened. So you'd have no ATMs, you'd have no, your whole system, your power grid, everything would have been gone. And I would imagine they'll probably do the same with the next one. But they are watching that, and they are intervening on our behalf quite a bit. Also, this great awakening happening is just incredible. It's phenomenal. People are being activated. They're being initiated. They're waking up. They're realizing who they are, why they came here. And this is a plan that is massive. It's multidimensional in scope, and it's well underway. And you're going to see all these people just waking up in the system and going, hey, wait a second, this is wrong. You know, this has got to change. So we're seeing a lot of that on every level. And I don't want to get into too much of that because it's the quickest way to get censored as soon as I talk about any of that. But I do want to talk about the activity here and the connections being made here. And God, there's so much, I don't even know where to start. But and rather than talking to me all the time, I always like to have other people come up and talk about, you know, their experiences here to show this isn't something that happened, you know, 70 years ago, like Roswell and things like that. This is something that's happening now, and it hasn't stopped. It's been going on for 38 years actually here. And I've had contact all my life, and it's been demonstrated redundantly, but we're one of the most censored people in ufology right now, especially with Hollywood and, you know, the mainstream and everything else. Actually, I get more coverage from mainstream. We were actually on Fox News a while back, and Evening Magazine and Paranormal States come out here, and all these other people have come out here, investigated, had their minds blown. But you know, still, it's just amazing. I would imagine we'll probably end up on Fox News again here pretty soon. We're going to send them a collection of ships that are undeniable, not the fuzzy tic tacs, you know, that everybody's raving about. That's part of the controlled narrative. But we've talked a lot about that in the workshop, the controlled narrative, how much it's been, ufology's been usurped, and the planned opposition, who's who, and the Rockefeller meetings where all these people were put on the docket, and it is a controlled, extremely controlled narrative, and you'll find out why. And the easy way to explain it is, let's say you have this extremely spiritually and technologically advanced being, you know, come to Earth. They've got what? Free energy, they've got fuelless energy, they've got countergravity, they got anti-gravity, they have replicators, they have miracle cures, they've got everything. And so, you know, it's like, what's that going to do? Basically, you know, the oil companies are out of business, you know, the We don't need coal. We don't need nuclear anymore. That's a dinosaur. The big pharma is out of business because they can heal everything miraculously with their technology. I can go on and on. If you have a replicator, I think Walmart would be out of business. So it's a no-brainer. Why are they so arduously trying to censor the spiritually and technologically advanced beings from getting press or getting talked about? And that's exactly why. It's all about money, basically, and follow the money. It's about being enslaved through dependency, and they don't want that to quit. They don't want that to quit. It is, though. They can't stop it. It's happening anywhere. Contact's happening around the world, and it's happening with people who have an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and it's people that have risen to the occasion are being contacted around the world. And so you can't stop this. It's massive. And also, too, the tyrants and the controllers, they're not frequency specific to the ascension process that's underway. So we talked and showed the evidence of that. We're moving through a highly energized place in space right now. The sun is going ballistic. The Schumann resonance is off the scale. You cannot deny that cosmic ray influx is coming in like gangbusters. It's like a straight upward chart. That creates DNA changes and you cannot deny what's happening right now. It's obvious. So we're getting pulsed by huge energies coming from space, and they don't even know where they're coming from. So, but they are measuring them. But anyway, it's an ongoing process, and it's a multi-dimensional process, and this great awakening we're undergoing is all part of that. There's a massive cleanup, and the big guns just showed up, and we have footage of them showing up here. So get ready for some big changes, because it's undeniable. But on that note, I wanted to bring up some of our guests. I know Myra asked a couple people if they wanted to come up and talk about what they've seen on the show. Anybody that wants to? What's that? All right. Jill, welcome. Got a seat for you. Yeah, just come right up here. Watch out for the cords. Right there. So we've had, we scrambled to get on the air. We went to set our show up. This one? Oh, this mic. There we go. And we're going to move this one over. Yeah, we kind of scrambled to get on the show tonight because everything's been working fine, and every time right before the show, bam, everything goes down, internet goes down, everything. So this is definitely planned outage or something. I don't know what it is, but we are scrambling to get everything together. So we just threw the whole system together and even starting a little late. So we apologize for that. But it's an ongoing thing that happens here. We just keep going. We don't stop. Yeah, we just keep moving with it. So anyway, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'd love to hear. I know you've had so many experiences here. Were you out Thursday night with all the ships?
We went to bed early Thursday because it was a 14-hour drive.
Oh, yeah. So you missed the Thursday night.
I did.
But Friday you got to see a lot of the ships.
And I was here last year, and we saw a lot of huge power-ups.
Yeah.
And there's no mistaking that it's a ship.
Yeah, these aren't satellites. Right. They're not. And they interact with people. I mean, they interact with the consciousness and the lasers and everything else. So that's a good thing. And you've had a lot of other spiritual experiences here as well.
I did. When I came last year, I came with the intent to clear my energy centers because I felt blocked and stifled. And I also wanted to open my pineal gland. And so when we did the healing here, that's what I focused on, was what I was asking for. And I felt... I've never had a personal experience like this.
Yeah.
It felt like maybe an 11-inch diameter column right down the center of my body that just filled with heat.
Uh-huh.
And there's a vibration of wishing to it.
Okay. There we go.
So,
you line up the next guest.
So yeah, I had that experience of feeling that warmth and that energy.
Yeah.
And then I went out to the Pleiadian circle and sat and meditated. And I had about 200 visions in maybe 20 minutes. Yeah. And it was just faces that would come in and I'd see them clearly and then they'd go out. And in the beginning, it was like 30 lion beings. And then I started seeing all these different, almost maybe a little grotesque. Maybe they were dwarfs, something. I really don't know. But faces that were not, you know, not totally human, it seemed like. And
the late tea faces.
And then things that I have no clue what they were, but they just came and they made an appearance and disappeared. And this year when I came, I had the same thing in the circle where I could feel all the tingling going up my leg and just more experiences based on what I was. I ended up the last few sessions just giving thanks and gratitude and appreciation for everything. If I can, there was one thing personal that didn't happen here, that I lost my husband last year, and he had had a TPR session, you know, when he was still with us, and he passed on a Wednesday night, and the very next morning before 9 o'clock, I had an email from you that said, hey, Og had came and taken him straight to 60.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how my heart soars.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So, and we hadn't shared that with anyone. It wasn't on Facebook. Nobody knew. And we hadn't shared anything about it. So for me, that was also, you know, a lot of validation. Yeah,
my dad was tied into the Orion Council of Light, six-dimensional Orion beings. And his last words before he crossed over was, beam me up. You know? and then he was gone, you know. And I go, you know, why would he say that? That's his last words, were beam me up, you know. And so I walk outside and I grab my camera, I'm looking around, and I says, big turquoise light ship right over the house, and I filmed it. I actually got photographs of it, but you know, it's heaven's not exactly what we think it is. It's much, much bigger, and it's multidimensional, and there are ships in heaven, you know.
And I know it's, everybody's heard this a million times, but it's true. You know, the energy here just washes away everything.
Yeah.
And so it's just something I knew last year I'd be coming here every year.
Okay.
It was just that.
Yeah, it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
You know, somebody said to me something once the other day, and he said, I can't remember what he goes, I just love this place. You know, I just love this place. I can feel the energy and everything. I go, thank you. You know, I said, it makes me feel good about building it, you know, because sometimes you wonder, you know, because people come here and their stuff comes up, and you've spent so much time healing and clearing. And it's so nice to have somebody come on the land and go, I really love the energy here, and they can really feel it.
You know? Yes.
And it kind of gives them a little validation. But anyway, thanks for sharing your story.
Appreciate
and coming
everything.
On the show. Okay, who we got next?
Thank you.
Myra, you can be the official greeter. All right, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I saw you playing out there, your music, and I was really hoping everybody would, all the music people tonight would come out and play a little. They love the music when we get together and do music and things like that. The ships really come in. But do you want to share with us your experience here?
Yeah, it's pretty much as soon as I got here and started. There's already a level, an energy level that's familiar to me. So
yeah.
We kind of cut the small talk out here. There's no like talking about the weather as much as we're just talking about the beings or the UFOs. So that was that's always just right away. So people that are already here, kind of they're already in that state of mind. So it's easy to connect with everybody here for me. So there's already that open channel between us. And then I think one of the big experiences I had was I met somebody named Aubrey in the bathroom. And then later on, she told me that she had recently had an experience where she was able to connect with some beings that were, they looked like Asian. And they told her, they gave her a name. They said her name was Centauro. And then later on, I went into the Skywatch field, which is just full of energy out there. And I connected with the same one.
Oh, yeah.
And the same ones. And I was like, is this the same? But before that, I was, I connected with Kuan Yin.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, had never connected with her before. so I didn't know what was going on exactly. So I saw the letter Q.
I know.
But it was pink.
That's funny.
And I thought, oh, what are you guys showing me? Q. QAnon, really? Like, come on. And then it was like, no. And then it was like, yeah, more pink. And then Quan Yin. Is that you?
Yeah.
And then boom, all of this like imagery of like, the female. I saw her. I kind of recognized her. And then definitely like the color pink. It's in this room right now, heavily.
Yeah.
Just really strong and powerful. And it was like the visions I was seeing, I already see them anyway, but they were more detailed, like really detailed, like watching a movie in 3D movie. Like usually it's kind of fuzzy, but these were very clear faces and lines in the detail. Yeah. Extraordinarily clear. And then I've seen structures out in the field as well. Like, I want to say they're Pleiadians talking to me out there and showing me structures. I keep seeing a star. It's a Merkaba, I guess.
Yeah.
But a lot of this stuff I don't have names for. I just see them and then I verify on them.
There's a lot of light ladders. We filmed actually these light ladders going up, different, you know, and things like that. And it's just, you know, I don't know what it is, but
right,
it's there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice to get validation later.
Yeah.
By other people.
You know, the Q story you're talking about was really funny because I did the opposite. I was out there meditating. It was quite a while ago before this was really known, you know, and I said, when's this going to quit? When's this nonsense going to end? You know, and I kept seeing the letter Q. And I go, so what? This omniscient being from Star Trek is going to show up and fix everything? Is that what you're trying to say? Is that the message you're trying to get? And I kept getting, no, no. And I had no idea what they were talking about. And I asked, is it Quan Yin? They said, no. And I said, all right, I have no idea. And then like about a month later, all the posts were coming up and everything else. I go, oh, that's what, yeah. And so they're part of this multidimensional, the Great Awakening. They're part of it. It's many levels to this, what's happening. And it can't be stopped. It's just too big.
It's very powerful. And out here, it's just amplified. There's no ignoring it. If you have even an inkling, if you have an open
mind, loving heart, and pure intent.
You come out here like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Something's going to happen. That's just how it works.
Well, I know people that come out here really negative and skeptical. They have an experience too, but it's not so good.
Yeah.
You know, it all gets amplified, you know, and then they try to push it on others, and then they just doesn't work. You know, it doesn't fly.
It doesn't work. It's just a mirror effect.
Yeah, we always say that East City is where the debunkers come to die. You know?
Yeah.
So there was that NASA. We've had NASA people up here that have seen it, and they said, those aren't ours, and we don't know who they are. But they totally validated what's happening up here. And one guy came here and tried to make fun of all of it. This beautiful pink ship came in. It almost looked like a Merkaba, and it was no running lights, no flashing lights. There's no way it's a plane. And it comes in right over the group, and everybody's just in awe. And this guy goes, that's a Cessna. You know, you're seeing the cabin lights. And he's trying to undermine the whole thing. And boy, this one guy goes, you got a shovel. He goes, I want to go bury this guy. And I go, no, no, we can't do that. I have a backhoe. It's a lot easier. No. But I mean, this guy had to leave. I said, you know, you're kind of putting your life in danger because people don't like to be told what they saw and what they didn't see. And so you might want to drop that. But it was quite interesting watching that and watching the people rise up and just say, are you serious? Like this, and just let them have it, you know? And that's what I love here, because when I'm going to balance this out. It's kind of bugging me. Wait a second. Because this table's unbalanced, so we're going to make it a little better. There you go. So people on the internet, they try to poo-poo this place and say it doesn't exist, there's nothing happening here. And usually it's people like the International UFO Reporting Center, who's never come here. And all of his people have seen the ships. And one, he sent an engineer out here, and she saw 17 ships, and they're undeniable. And so he twisted her report and said, she validated that all we were seeing was satellites. And I have her report, and she was angry about that. But you hear that all the time, and I don't have to do anything. All I just, there's tens of thousands of people that have come up here and have seen the ships, and I just, they get so much hate mail when they try to do that. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to defend it. And that was my goal all along. I'll just raise an army of experiencers, and then and they can have fun with them.
Yeah. There's only one way to find out, and that's coming out here and trying it out.
Exactly. See it for yourself.
And
you know,
be open-minded about it so that, you know, it can, something can happen, because you don't want to block your...
You got to do your own research. And then they go, well, you're filming the space station. I said, well, here's a film. Here's footage of the space station going by. Here's a ship in front of it, a ship behind it, and a huge mothership just went over its bow. And I said, so, we are filming the space station and all the other ships that are buzzing it. So you're not going to hear about that. But, I mean, massive motherships buzz the space station all the time. And I'm sure they turn the cameras away or shut. You know, they have, like lately, they shut off the live feeds because there are so many ships coming. And they'd have to keep shutting down the live feeds because they'd have fleets. They'd have fleets of ships going by, you know. And now they're trying to say, oh, those are city lights. You know, the camera was aimed towards the Earth. And so those are just city lights. And I said, well, they left the Earth, you know. they kept going, you know. Somebody moved the city, you know. So, it's pretty crazy.
It's almost just like watching a movie, watching them try to come up with excuses anymore, because there's more and more evidence and more is out there. They can't hold back the truth, is what it is. Holding down the truth is impossible because it's the truth.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of time. And
it's like the swamp gas and the weather balloons and all the other stuff is just totally dying, and they keep coming up with new narratives and. But they always want to control it. It's always far away. We don't know what it is. It's far off in the distance, or it's way in the past. And Billy Bob and was feeding his pigs, and he fell off the fence and looked up, you know. And that's where they want to keep it. They want to keep that going. They don't want to bring out that there are extremely spiritually and technologically advanced beings. And there are ancestors. A lot of them created the pyramids and a lot of the monoliths that are here. And they don't want to bring out that information. And again, like Ancient Aliens came out here and totally censored everything. They come out to my ranch and they censor me. You know? So, I mean, if you don't think there's a controlled narrative, there you have it right there. They did put me in one scene, my hand grabbing for a camera. You could just see my hand, that's all it. And grabbing for a camera, and there's my big cameo. You know? But I was on them earlier when they're just talking about aliens, when I started talking about the dark side and the satanic Luciferian stuff or anything else, that's when they started, you know, pulling the plug on it.
Yeah.
And so, because a lot of them are in on it, but anyway.
It's so easy to just tap in. It's way easier than we are ever taught. It's like you were saying before, it's like a switch sometimes. You just need to hear the right phrase and it hit you in the right moment.
Yeah.
And oftentimes it means, crying out some healing, some stuff, and getting into the raw core of who we are, and just feeling our emotions, feeling who we are, knowing who we are, being authentic.
A lot of times people ask me, I was up here for a long time just by myself, and they go, they call me up and they go, what are you doing? And I go, just hanging out with the guys, you know. And they go, who's that? And I go, oh, I better not go further with this, you know, because they're my invisible friends, you know, on the other dimensions, you know. And so I go, no, it's kind of funny, but.
It's kind of easier to be alone.
Yeah. But the thing is, you're never alone. There's beings all around us constantly. We can always be communicating with. And I love my friend Khan. He does the 21-day dark retreats. And he said, do you want me to tell you the secret about dark retreats? And I said, yeah. And he said, they're not dark. If you do it right, they're not dark. He said, you're going to see flashing lights and beams and orbs and everything, you know, around you. So, it is true. It's when you're getting it right, you're going to see all kinds of things. But and that's what's happening. The veils are getting thinner right now. The energy's coming in, or bringing everything to the surface. You know, everything's being made known. and the karma is being accelerated and amplified. So, you know, sometimes this chaos is not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing because it's the old guard, you know, going on.
It feels chaotic within each individual as well.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people are getting that energy trying to come out.
Yeah.
And so it, like, and they're fighting each other. And it's like, well, figure it, go within.
Yeah.
Go within and see what happens. And then, you know, try it out. Just try it out.
Yeah. We're so programmed to do everything externally.
Right.
You know, we're going to be healed by this pill. We're going to be, if I'll be happy if, you know, there's no if, just be happy. That's your natural state. You know, it's everybody's has it. If I have this brand new car, I'll be happy, you know, and then your car gets smashed and then you go, oh crap, I identified for that car now. So my ego just took a smash. You know, and now I'm no longer happy because my car is smashed.
You know? Either that or you'll find happiness in the car for a little while.
Yeah, a little while.
Another excuse to be, you know, unhappy again and want something else and want something else.
Yeah, you go, this thing's really fast. And then you roll it. And you roll it and you go, well, that was fun for a while. You know, but
there's pretty much a lot already that all of us have right now to be grateful for.
Yeah. And really, seeking doesn't work. It's all about being and accepting who you really are. And at the core of every person is this totally loving, joyous, powerful, manifesting God or Goddess. That's what we're all about accessing here and connecting with that. And you're going to have contact along the way when you take that journey.
And I appreciate you teaching us how to do that here.
Yeah. I'm not teaching. I'm just reminding you.
You're reminding us what we already know.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on the show. All right. Next victim. All right. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I know you've had some experiences here that you'd probably love to share.
Yeah. I mean, first, I'd just like to thank you for, you know, what you do here and, you know, for the opportunity to share this with hopefully more and more people. I know you've already shared it with quite a few people. I just can't understand how something so important is not, you know, that everybody's not interested in something.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what could be more important in some ways? You know?
Yeah, I asked that same question because, I mean, we had full-blown manifestations of Mary here and Kuan Yin and things like that. And you'd think people would be beating down the door and bringing rosaries and everything else, but because UFOs are involved as well, they go, oh, bad, that can't be happening.
Yeah, you know, but it's been so much negative programming around that.
Even though the frescoes with Mary have UFOs in them and things like that, people that big gold beams coming down to their head, getting downloads and things that, but, you know, it's like, it's the big difference is research versus listening to somebody else's truth, you know.
Yeah.
Do your own research and you'll get the truth.
So, you know, the first night, as James alluded to earlier, it was a pretty busy night in the skies. And, you know, there were some, you know, 30 to 40 ships that we saw in all different directions coming by. And then the mountain, you know, the lights constantly flashing on the mountain. You know, at, again, at an altitude where there's no streets. I mean, this is like rock side cliffs, and there's lights coming out of this.
There's probably 40 feet of snow up there, and it's straight up and down. And again, it's wilderness area. There's no roads up there. There are hikers that go around the east side, on the back side, on the far right. You'll see hikers doing that, but there's no way up there right now. Basically, it's all snowed in.
And you know, I think there are two things that really stand out to me so far. It's been, you know, a couple of days here. So, you know, I love listening to you elaborate on things, in terms of sharing your, you know, many years of knowledge and experience in these areas, because you get a lot more detail when you're in a setting like this, you know, from you, and it's a lot more, you know, intimate, as opposed to trying to listen to you on a video. You know?
Which I still really enjoy,
you know.
Yeah. I love the campfires where it's interactive and people can ask questions. And I can make up answers.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, so it was pretty amazing to witness all of that. And then, you know, the other thing that I, you know, leading up to this trip, I was saying to myself, I just know that the people that I'm going to meet here, it's going to just be fascinating. because, you know, to be interested in this at this time, to be like-minded, you know, and these have been tough times the past two or three years. And people, you know, with our beliefs and, you know, inclinations are really, you know, not treated well. You know, and you've been experiencing canceled. It for a long time. You know?
Oh, yeah, I've been censored off of everything you can imagine, you know, basically. Yeah. But
So, you know, like the previous girl said, you know, I mean, when you come here and, you know, everybody that you meet and you start talking to, you can talk so freely about a lot of these things. And they're also knowledgeable, you know, about it. It's really a special experience. And I've already met so many wonderful people here. So that part of it has played out. You know, that I anticipated that I was going to meet some really great people.
Yeah.
And it's really been that way. You know?
That's what I love. I love hanging out because when you know, I'm in a bubble here, basically. And then when I go into the city or into town and everything, you just go, oh, God, I'm an alien.
Yeah. You know?
And then I realized that I had a choice. Either I just became a hermit and hid out, which was my first option. I thought about doing, I'm just going to buy a little piece of land and buy a river and get a cabin and write books and just be reclusive, you know, away from everybody. And then I thought about it. I said, I got a better idea. I'm going to build a center and turn everybody else into aliens.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And so I have friends to hang out with.
But you do get some great guidance, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's really interesting to hear that side of it, you know. I mean, what a beautiful and empowering thing to be able to access something like that on a regular basis. I mean, just having a little bit of that experience myself, and it's, you know, nothing like what you described, but just having a little bit of that is very empowering. And as I said, especially around in times like this that we're going through.
Yeah. In 1982, I wrote those books like Becoming Gods and The Ultimate Soul. All that. I mean, actually, the Reunion with Source, those two books back in 82. And then people read them now and they go, when'd you write this? And they see the originals were in 1982 and they go, my God, everything you're saying is happening right now. And so it's nice to have, when you have knowledge about that, then you can prepare for it and you can cruise through it. But if you don't have knowledge, then you're going to get caught, you know, and have to deal with it more severely.
So, like I said, this is one of the most amazing and important things I've ever done, and I thank you.
Awesome. Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for coming up, and thanks for coming to the ranch. All right, who's next? All right, welcome to the ranch. Have a seat.
Thank you.
So you have something to share with us?
I do. Actually, different thing that happened with me on the first night when we were here and called in the beings or whatnot. When the lion beings came in, I just felt this laughter just come up through me. I just, all through my being about just laughing and connecting with them. And then on my intention walk this morning, I asked for assistance because I came here for healing too. And what came up was judgment and jealousy.
Yeah.
And big time on the judgment, and I'm like, yes, that is something I really
shame on
to
you for having that judgment. I'm jealous. I don't have the judgment.
Interesting that you say that and that you say shame, because during today I was struggling with the judgment in myself and feeling trouble with connecting or part of today. And then I'm walking out and I see the lion tapestry and it just like just kind of drew me in and sucked me in, and the right eye of the tapestry was speaking, and he told me, Ryan Payne said, the judgment begins, the biggest part of judgment is the judgment of yourself.
Yeah.
The huge guilt and shame you spoke of, that I was feeling was for how I treated other people and asking for forgiveness and everything. And he says, you must first love yourself and ask yourself for forgiveness and overcome that guilt and shame. And that is your core, and that's where it will start. Yeah. And the rest of it will be easier. And I was just like, whoa.
And that maybe some of them deserved it. I think about that. The Pleiadians said something really funny. They said, you guys aren't evolving. And I go, what? What do you mean we're not? They go, yeah. They said, one person stops, and they don't tell the other person what they need to hear for their evolution. And so you're stuck. A lot of you aren't going anywhere because one person is stuffing, not saying anything, and the other one is continuing to do things that are not anybody's highest and best good. So they were saying it's time to don't stuff anymore, you know, tell your truth and get clear with it. And then, you know, sometimes people need to hear things so they can evolve and stop behaving in certain ways. But it's kind of interesting. So we need to learn to master that loving detachment and express. And what I do is I take it within. I said, okay, what if this is triggering me? What is it in me? You know, and then I go and feel it, and then I take a look at it. And then if I do need to say something, I'll go ahead and say something. You know, like just this doesn't work for me. It could be that simple. Hey, you know, that's your truth, and that's okay, but it doesn't work for me. So we're in that day right now. Right now, the energy's coming in. It's empowering people to not be victims anymore, to express their truth, to stand up for themselves and set boundaries. And that's the biggest thing we need to do right now is learn to set boundaries. And also when these energies are hitting us, a lot of times is set up a boundary and say, not mine, you know, because we're getting hit with all the psychic turbulence and people are projecting and blaming, and we have to like set up and say, you know what, not mine, you know, this isn't mine.
That's a huge thing. When I say that, I can feel it.
Yeah,
you can feel it just
it just dissipates. Goes away. Yeah, it just dissipates. We don't realize how much of a burden we're carrying of other people's attitudes and emotions and judgments and things like that aren't ours. You know, they're not even ours. But the thing about it is, if you go back to the source, you realize the source doesn't even have an ego. It can't judge you, and it's just pure love and joy and bliss. And I go, I'm good with God. I don't care what you guys all think. I just go back to the source. I go, yeah, I'm good. You know, like fire away. Doesn't matter.
Good.
Anyway, do you have more to share on?
Just amazing on the mountain was just.
Oh yeah.
Fire last night. Enough. So many lights.
All different colors too. Every color.
Yes, in different spots, top, bottom, middle, sides. There was lights coming out of the mountain.
And I've hiked most of that mountain, and if you go up there, it is straight up and down. I'm not kidding you. And you have to wear crampons to get up the mountain because it's ice and it's just so steep. And everybody's going, oh, that's a camper, you know, or that's a vehicle. It's wilderness there. You can't take a vehicle anywhere near that place anyway. And there's no way you can get a vehicle up there. You couldn't even get a snowmobile up there the height that is and everything. So, anyway, you know, sometimes you got to use common sense when you see these things and realize this is not anything normal up there. Like we showed that footage of that. Everybody goes, those are campers, and then that one launches into space.
Yeah,
I go, yeah, there's a camper holding onto his propane tank right now. But they try to figure out something in their mind so they can explain this away, you know. But it's not practical. A lot of things are coming up that are beyond ridiculous.
Yes.
But anyway, thanks for coming on the show and sharing.
Thank you.
Who's next? All right, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You've had a few experiences here?
Yes, I have. Well, first of all, thank you for everything, for opening this space for us.
Oh, you're welcome.
And what struck me the most is that my only intention coming here was to prove to myself that ships were real.
Uh-huh.
Because when I woke up like 5 years ago and realized that my former professor at American University, Michael Sala, was like, you know, the lead scholar in this, I've just been obsessed with the secret space program.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to see this for real. And I didn't even think it would happen because I've never seen ships, et cetera. And seeing like 30 on the first night with you, and I mean, absolutely, they were there. So it happened like right out of the gate, right? Yeah. So I'm like, oh my God, we've got four more days. What are we going to do? And I've been on other retreats, religious retreats, Buddhist retreats, and I'm just so like struck by what an eclectic and spiritual experience this has been.
Yeah.
And like I was out meditating in the Pleiadian Circle this morning at 5 a.m. and then I came back through and some of the brothers had made a fire and then we just sat down and talked for like 2 hours. And just, you know, at the meals, talking about human design, talking about gene keys, talking about Sasquatch in a very respectful way. You know, it's just been, and then just connecting with all the sisters and in such a beautiful way, having Mary and the Magdalens come through. And then the way it just integrates so naturally with the star races has been just, you know, such a phenomenally spiritual experience. So thank you for opening this for us.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, the... I love what you're talking about, the way it's very eclectic here. And I did that on purpose because I've had people come and want to buy the place and some with nefarious ideas and things. Yeah. And then I've had other people come and we want to make this a certain retreat, like a certain religion or a certain belief or a faith or anything. And I said, no. I kept saying, no, this is for everyone. This is a place where everybody can come together. So we've had a lot of ceremonies here. We've had Buddhists here. We've had Native American elders, Hawaiian elders. We've had NASA scientists come here. We've had just about everything. And at the big conferences, like the one coming up, it's really eclectic. We have scientists from every walk of life and healers coming in. So it's a place where everybody can come and share and figure out what works and what doesn't work and come together.
And you feel the land is really alive and holding you. And that is so important because I was just in Sedona at a beautiful retreat with Sandra Walter. But, you know, the city of Sedona has got all sorts of other energy.
Yeah.
And being out here and then, you know, the clearing that you do at night to protect us and all throughout the day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a special place. So thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
We'll see you out in the Skywatcher.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, who's next? Oh, okay. Great. All right. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Should I tell the audience or should I keep quiet?
Oh, it's okay. You can.
Yeah, they got engaged here this weekend. It was great. And it's funny because I was going around and I was watching you guys because I was doing jobs and chores. And
that's how you found out.
Yeah. And I was watching you and I go, and I said, God, these guys are sucking it up. They I could really feel the love and the energy and the connection happening and everything. And so. And that's why I said to you, I said, thanks for really, you know, utilizing this energy. Cause that's what makes me really happy when other people are really connecting.
Yeah. And you know, we do, you know, we've been coming out here for a few years and, you know, that circle, that medicine wheel is, I don't know, something about it is so sacred to me. And, you know, we were out there and we stopped at the Ascended Master's Point, and I was telling him, you know, the first time that I went out there, it just, for whatever reason, that spot just literally brought me to my knees, and I was by myself, and I remember these beings stepping forward, and they all just did this to me, with me, and the feeling that overcame me, I can't even explain it, but I was telling Forrest about that, and he goes, well, then this is the perfect time. And he literally got down on one knee. And I was like, what? I was not expecting it. And it was super special and super sacred. And, you know, this place just means so much. And that's why I'd asked you earlier, you know, what kind of vision did you have, you know, when you set this up? Because I feel it.
Yeah.
You know, I feel it. Beings that I've met here. Experiences that I've had, even, you know, the ships, it's fascinating. I was here, gosh, a few years ago when we saw one, you know, go right into the mountain and then one come right out. And I was like, no way, you know, it's exciting, but yet it's honoring, you know, it's a very special feeling.
And we have to realize that we have to rise to the occasion to make contact with these beings. They're very, very advanced beings. And it's not about I'm gonna come out and party and bring some beer and whatever else and have a party, because that just doesn't work here. And we do have a no drug, no alcohol policy. So, and the reason we do that too, because the first thing people say, you're all on drugs, you know, you're all drunk or you're all stoned or whatever. And we hear that all the time, but you know, it's not the case at all. But
and you know, those things have such a low vibration anyway. And so the vibration's so high out here that I think if anybody were to come out here and, you know, have drugs or alcohol, they would not have a good experience.
No, yeah. They'd probably get zapped by the Pleiadians or somebody. Wow, I'm looking at the time here. It is just screaming by. We actually went through the whole show. I know there's a lot of other people I'd love to have up here. We don't have time to get you on. You know, we've hit the end of the hour. But I really want to thank everybody in the audience for coming and help co-create this experience. It was awesome. And also too, Meyer and Kathy and Lydia back in the back, and our AV guys and everything that have done all really put a lot of time and hard work into this to make it happen. So give them a big hand. And also too, go to the website and check it out. We have a lot of events coming up. We have the big conference coming up. And we have a yoga workshop and sound healing workshop and a few other things, holotropic breath work. And so it's all on the website. To go to eastcity.org and check out the website. And also the clearing prayers and the healing work we do here is all there as well. So anyway, we're signing off. We're out of time, unfortunately. So keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And do your own research. We got to keep that critical thinking and do our own research and keep, again, turn your TV off. That's the best thing I can tell you right now, because we need to step away from that program, because it's social engineering at its best. So anyway, have a great evening and go outside and look up. It's a clear night out here. We'll probably see a lot of ships tonight. We're not alone. Have a good evening. Good night. Thank you.